and made that way. That's the point, Peter Bowen, isn't it? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm slightly gobsmacked about what you just said about my prison being closed. So,
oh, well, a reaction on that, please.
It sounds disgraceful. I haven't been notified of this in advance. The prison has worked exceptionally hard.
That was remiss of me not to realise it's in your in your constituency. Sorry, you should have grabbed me by the neck and come in there. Wellingborough Prison, just to anyone joining us, Wellingborough Prison in Northamptonshire will close by the end of this year with a loss of almost 600 prison places. This has been announced by Kenneth Clark. So, yes, Peter Bowen.
Well, I think there's something fundamentally wrong with that, because the prison has reformed itself. It's now one of the top performing prisons. I haven't been notified, so I hope the BBC has got some false information, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to get away now and find out.
Let me tell you some more before you go, just so allow me with some more information. I understand why you had to leave, obviously, because this has hit you in the solar plexus, isn't it? A few more details on that news. The Justice Secretary, Kenneth Clark, said today closing the Category C jail in Northamptonshire will save a lot of money. I don't have the exact figure here. The prison £10 million it is. It's going to save £10 million per year. The prison population in England and Wales was 86,652 last Friday, with enough capacity for a further 3,500 inmates. So it's going to save £10 million a year. Peter Bowen?
Well, yeah, if it may save £10 million a year, but this is one of the most efficient prisons we've got now. It's doing wonders with stopping reoffending. It's moving all the thing the government wants to do. I'm amazed that nobody's had the decency from the Justice Department to talk to me about this, and I need to find out what's going on and make sure that I'm looking after the interests of my constituents, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to dash.
No, I appreciate that, and thank you very much
for your
time, and sorry that I didn't realise that you had such a close interest in that. That was remiss of me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.